Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a truth terrorist. I'm a knowledge gangster. I'm a black history hitman. I'm a lie killer, urban gorilla. I gotta be a roughneck.
Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers. And fuck the black police. That 13th Amendment. Trying to make a slave of me. You can lock my body, can't trap my mind, not forever be free.
Okay,
free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. Feds infiltrated our movements for black leadership roles. But we still here, finna build here, fuck coin sale bro.
Show,
they got me started, lying hearted, I'm the new Mufasa. And I'm all about Umoja, first in Gruz Usaba. Let's bring back the black families, we need our father. Single mama, son and daughter, that's root of the problem. Wise up, we wise up, unity so powerful. Black banks, black schools, black on black power moves. You telling lies, you think this shit gon' be televised. Black power, be scared guys, they be standing there like they paralyzed, huh? We say fuck the system, cause we above the system. We keep ARs and pistols, shotguns that's worth the crystal. But that's for self-defense, make sure we have no issues. Be sure to leave it at the door if you have it with you. This for them freedom fighters, that lost their freedom. Until they freedom, we screaming carpe diem. This for the general, King Khalid Muhammad. We gon' make your day a holiday, I fucking promise. Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. That 13th Amendment, tryna make a slave of me. You can lock my body, can't trap my mind, not forever be free.
Okay,
free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. Feds infiltrated our movements for black leadership roles. But we still here, finna build here, fuck coin sale bro.
RBG, 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 RBG. My sisters, my brothers, the council, the elders, shit, that's really all I need. We suited, we booted, don't do it, you stupid, we head to the armory. Black woman and goddess, regardless, my heart just don't fuck with misogyny. Bullshit, I don't tolerate it. Melanated, so you gotta hate it. Barack fucked up another conversation. Trump finna get inaugurated, damn. Unify or die, NBPP.org.
First and foremost, the new Black Panther Party, no other Black Panther Party, we are not violent. We are for self-defense and self-determination. The most violent group in this country are the police. What is taking place by the police department to black people across this country is ethnic cleansing and genocide. It has escalated since the day that Barack Obama was inaugurated in 2008. We have a people who are only 13% of the population, yet we make up 80% of the prisons. We have 50% unemployment rate in the black community, and it's actually even more than that because they're not counting our people that are in the prison. The 13th Amendment says you cannot be made a slave or indentured servant unless you commit a crime. The 14th Amendment forced our people to be subjects of this government. We never had any say in that. We need our own nation.
You have the emergence in human society of this thing that's called the state. What is the state? The state is this organized bureaucracy. It is the police department. It is the army, the navy. It is the prison system, the courts, and what have you. This is the state. It is a repressive organization. But the state, and you, well, you know, you've got to have the police, because if there were no police, look at what you'd be doing to yourselves. You'd be killing each other if there were no police. But the reality is, the police become necessary in human society. Only at that juncture in human society, where it is split between those who have and those who ain't got.
I saw a Molotov cocktail at the precinct. You know how we think. Organize the hood under I Ching.
banners. Red, black, and green instead of gang bandanas. FBI spying on us through the radio antennas. And I'm hitting cameras in the street like watching society. With no respect for the people's right to privacy. I take a slug for the cause like Huey P. While all you fake niggas try to copy Master P. I wanna be free to live, able to have what I need to live. Bring the power back to the streets where the people live. We sick of working for crumbs and filling up the prisons. Dying over money and relying on religion for help. We do for self like ants in a colony. Organize the wealth into a socialist economy. A way of life based off the common need. And all my comrades is ready, we just spreading the seed.
Live a third of his life in a jail cell. But the world is controlled by the white male. And the people don't never get justice. And the women don't never get respected. And the problems don't never get solved. And the jobs don't never pay enough. So the rent always be late. Can you relate?
No more bondage, no more political monsters, no more secret space launches. Government departments started it in the projects, material objects, thousands up in the closets. Could have been invested in the future for my comrades. Battle contacts, primitive weapons out in combat. Many never come back, pretty niggas be running with gas. Rather get shot in they back than fire back. We tired of that, corporations hiring blacks. Denying the facts, exploiting us all over the map. That's why I write the shit I write in my rap. It's documented, I meant it. Every day of the week, I live in it, breathe in it. It's more than just fucking believing it. I'm holding in ones, rolling up my sleeves and shit. It's C-Lo for push-ups now, many headed for one conclusion. Niggas ain't ready for revolution.
The average black male, live a third of his life in a jail cell. Cause the world is controlled by the white male. And the people don't never get justice. And the women don't never get respected. And the problems don't never get solved. And the jobs don't never pay enough. So the rent always be late. Can you relate? We living in a police state.
Was running. Then I got older, started planning to run it. Hung around my OGs, they would mold me to run it. Then I got cocky, had a couple of runnings. Did a small bit, but learned mad wisdom from it. Got my mind right, now it's my time to run it. To the finish line, it's the steps where I'm running. To make sure that my daughter's after me, gon' run it. Running from the past to a higher state of mind. Running from the police, ain't got time to do no time. Running from these fakers till they game be so see-through. And running to that money like I'm running from the people. Running like I'm in a car race just to get it. Running like I'm late, no time to waste, I'm trying to get there. Running like I'm about to save my people when I get there. And do it like a king, ain't never did it when I get there. Cause I'm running, running, running for success. You know you're supposed to be eating off your talents. Running, running, there ain't no stopping. I'm so out of breath, it sound like I'm beatboxing. I'm running, I'm running. I want what's mine.
You can have what you want if you focus your mind.
I'm running, and I ain't stopping. I'm so out of breath, I sound like I'm beatboxing. Running from the media and these lies that they feed us. Fingers to the government and this fake food they feed us. Turn you to a consumer with these messages they feed you. Keep you disinformed with these messages they feed us. Cancer and disease from this food that they feed you. Billions on healthcare from this food that they feed us. Kill us, but when it's time for war, then y'all need us. Medical experiment with live human feeder. So now I suggest that you lace up a running. Go learn your history, boo, it's I kinda running. Look at our history and see how we used to run it. That's why they kept us down, because they know we're running. But now we're getting smarter, we about to take over. They call it the end of the world, we call it the takeover. Running cause you realize this world belongs to us. And running like some kings and queens and warriors. Cause I'm running, running, running for success. You know you're supposed to be eating off your talents. Running, running, it ain't no stopping. I'm so out of breath, it sound like I'm beatboxing. I'm running, I'm running. I want what's mine.
You can have what you want if you focus your mind.
I'm running, and I ain't stopping. I'm so out of breath, it sound like I'm beatboxing. I'm running, running,
running to success. You know you're supposed to be eating off your talents. Running, running, it ain't no stopping. I'm so out of breath, it sound like I'm beatboxing. I'm running, I'm running, I want what's mine.
You can have what you want if you focus your mind.
I'm running, I'm running, and I ain't stopping. I'm so out of breath, it sound like I'm beatboxing. I'm running.
Gained their independence faster than you and I here in America have. They've also gained recognition and respect as human beings much faster than you and I. Just 10 years ago on the African continent, our people were colonized. They were suffering all forms of colonization, oppression, exploitation, degradation, humiliation, discrimination, and every other kind of Asian. And in a short time, they have gained more independence, more recognition, more respect as human beings than you and I have. And you and I live in a country which is supposed to be the citadel of education, freedom, justice, democracy, and all of those other pretty sounding words. We want freedom by any means necessary. We want justice by any means necessary. We want equality by any means necessary. We don't feel that in 1964, living in a country that is supposedly based upon freedom and supposedly the leader of the free world, we don't think that we should have to sit around and wait for some segregationist congressmen and senators and a president from Texas in Washington, D.C. To make up their mind that our people are due now some degree.
But don't scare Negroes today with no badge or no white skin or no white sheet or no white anything else. The police the same way. They put their club upside your head and then turn around and accuse you of attacking them. Every case of police brutality against a Negro follows the same pattern. They attack you.
Right.
Bust you all upside your mouth,
right,
and then take you to court and charge you with assault.
Right.
What kind of democracy is that?
Yeah.
What kind of freedom is that?
Yeah.
What kind of social or political system is it when a black man has no voice in court,
right,
has no nothing on his side other than what the white man,
right,
chooses to give him?
Right.
My brothers and sisters, we have to put a stop to this.
Right.
And it will never be stopped until we stop it ourselves.
Here we are. Here we are. Here's for the people.
Egyptian mummies on a flag or a moon, and can't find food for the starving tummies. Pay no mind to the youth, cause it's not like the future depends on it. But there's the animals in the zoo, cause the chimpanzee them a make big money. This is how the media pillages on TV, the picture is savages the villages, and the scientists still can't explain the pyramids. Evangelists may making a living on the videos of ribs of the little kids. Stereotyping the image of the images, and this is what the image is. You buy a car, keep on stand, all of a sudden you are there in Indiana Jones. And I keep all the gold and keep all the scrolls and even the bird bones. Some of the worst paparazzis I've ever seen and ever known. Put the words on this place that the world can see, and it's all that we'll ever show. So the ones in the west will never move east and feel like we'll be at home. Get tricked by the beast, but the way them a go flee when the monster is fully grown. All I'm on the climb is where them can defeat and them could have never clown. A spiritual DNA that lives in my soul and I will forever own, Lord.
Yeah. Shabali. Patience. What the old folks told me. Can you give a that? Discovering the world before this world. A world buried in time. Uncovered with rhymes. It gets no realer.
We born not knowing. Are we born knowing all? We growing wiser. Are we just growing tall? Can you read thoughts? Can you read palms? Can you predict the future? Can you see storms coming? The earth was flat, if you went too far, you would fall off. Now the earth is round, if the shape changed again, everybody would have stopped law. The average man can't prove of most of the things that he chooses to seek of. And still run research and find out the roots of the truth that you seek of. Galas teach in universities and claim like they're smart and cunning. Tell them find a cure when we sneeze and that's when their nose starts running. And the rich get fixed up when we get cut. Wanna heal them broken bones in the bush with the wet mud. Can you read signs? Can you read stars? Can you make peace? Can you fight war? Can you milk cows even though you drive cars? Can you survive against all odds now?
It's crazy. When you feed people the truth, you don't know how they're gonna react. You're scared of wrongdoers. People that's just ignorant. You're scared of the truth. Be patient. For now, who wrote the Bible? Who wrote the Quran? And was it a lightning storm that gave birth to the earth and then dinosaurs were born? Who made up words? Who made up numbers? And what kind of spell is mankind under? Everything on the planet we preserve and can it. Microwave it and try it, no matter what, we'll survive it. What's you? What's man? What's human? Anything along the land we consuming. Eating, deleting, ruining. Trying to get paper. Gotta have land, gotta have acres. So I can sit back like Jack Nicholson, watch niggas play the game like the Lakers. In a world full of 52 fakers, gypsies, seances, mystical prayers. You superstitious, throw so over your shoulders, make a wish for the day, cuz like somebody got a doll of me. Sticking needles in my artery, but I can't feel it. Sometimes it's like part of me, but I got a real big spirit. I'm fearless, I'm fearless. Don't you try to grab hold of my soul. Like a military soldier, since 7 years old. I held real dead bodies in my arms, felt their body turn cold. Oh, why are we born in the first place if this is how we gotta go? Damn.
Abuse, I think one could call it, was the forcible sterilization of poor women, including many African American women, that started, I guess, back in the 30s, far.
It began before that.
Really?
You know, I think a lot of people don't realize that the eugenics movement that we credit Nazi Germany with is something that actually began in this country by 1910, 1915.
Which is basically, let's try not to get the degenerate groups, the lesser groups that we don't want to propagate, let's try not to get them to reproduce. Right.
Right. That was called negative eugenics. You take people who you decide are not worthy of reproducing, and you keep them from reproducing, and thereby you believe that you can improve the gene pool, therefore improving both the health and the social conditions it's nonsense, of course, but it's a myth that many scientists clung to. And in this country, it was largely pockets of poor women, but also it was racially driven. There were huge numbers of African-American women who were sterilized without their knowledge or consent. And it didn't, although the popular term for it is Mississippi appendectomy, because
right.
often the women were told you're going to have an appendectomy or your gallstone removal or some kind of innocuous abdominal surgery. And then while they were under, the surgeon would remove their uterus, remove their ovaries. So, but it also happened on the West Coast. It happened in Boston. It happened here in New York City.
Right.
It was very prevalent. And there were huge numbers of black women had their fertility stolen.
What kinds of precautionary steps do you feel still need to be taken to make sure that these kinds of abuses are not repeated today?
The first thing that we have to do is roll back this erosion of informed consent. We've got to make sure informed consent is not taken off the table. People have a right to say yes or no to medical research. If you take that from people, you can never expect them to trust the system. That's the first thing that has to be done. And then the other thing we have to do is we have a different type of a double standard in which we have one standard for medical research protections in this country, but another for the third world. Poor developing countries are bearing the brunt of this history is being repeated in poor developing countries, where abusive research that's devoid of informed consent is being carried on routinely by American and European researchers. So we have to do that. We can't maintain moral credibility without it.
Mm-hmm.
Also, in my opinion, right now things are set up so that there is an IRB, Institutional Review Board, that is supposed to scrutinize and then approve only that research which is ethical and logical and safe. But IRBs have not, the 5,000 IRBs in the country, they haven't been doing a very good job.
Mm-hmm.
They've been letting too many poor research protocols go through. Right now, they're only required to have one person on the IRB that's not affiliated with the institution. And that's a mistake, because that means that the everyday people, the lay people, who are being asked to participate have no voice. They have no power in approving or unapproving studies. So I think that these boards should be composed of half researchers and half lay people.
Okay.
And there have been some researchers who predictably immediately said that
black power, black power, black power to all of our listeners who have tuned in here tonight. You are live on New Black Panther Party Radio, of the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, under our national chairwoman, Sister Krista Muhammad. You are live tonight with the host of this broadcast, Brother Katib Sadiq, National Chief of Staff. We give a black power to everybody that is listening to this broadcast tonight here on day 469, New Black Panther Party Radio. As we have stated, the apocalypse is now, and this is the second part of this medical apartheid. Really would be the third or fourth part if you go by the medical apartheid broadcast we did last year or not so long ago, and you will find this is part two of the most current. Tonight we will talk about the medical genocide and the pharmaceutical industrial complex of the wicked ethnic cleansing at the hands of this nation's so-called medical system. As we broadcast tonight, we are heartbroken, and it is tragic for us to be broadcasting knowing the pain that our great comrade in the Revolutionary Black Panther Party, specifically Brother Dr. Ali Muhammad and his queen, and what they're going through of the taking of life that we've seen, of the murder at the hands of the Nemours Children's Hospital in Orlando, Florida, just 2 days ago, as they refused to give life-preserving services to young baby Naeem Carter, who died at the hands of the Nemours Children's Hospital in Orlando, Florida. And they are accountable, and they committed the crime. And it is a crime of ethnic cleansing and genocide. We give our condolences and the strength that was shown and it continues to be shown, the perseverance to deal with the wicked system day after day, caring for your child, and to have these devils continue to on and on further commit acts of biological and medical terrorism. And our young cub, our young king, Naeem Carter, is dead now because of these devils. at the Nemours Children's Hospital in Orlando, Florida. We can only wish and will. In fact, we don't wish, but we can only will for the greatest defense that can come to our allies, to our comrades, and we love them dearly, and we are with them all of the way. And we must open up that this broadcast with this message. We must also take out the time to give thanks to all the warrior ancestors that we walk with in the great line of divine, and give thanks to the almighty wise God creator, and give thanks that we are the original people of the creator and the original people of the earth. We are a thankful people and a spiritual people, and we must always start off in such a way so we give thanks to all of our warrior ancestors who have laid the foreground from that which we should expose and will continue to expose at every level of genocide that is committed at the hands of this government, who are the atrocious and are the atrocious criminals who savagely, you know, attacked and murdered and brutalized our ancestors and continue with these same crimes today. You are listening to New Black Panther Party Radio. Visit our national website. It's time to join the New Black Panther Party for self-defense and get on the front line. We must build our own nation where we will have our own medical facilities. We must build our own nation where we would develop safe things that will bring our immune systems to a point to deal with anything that comes our way. We must be the emergency medical responders, the emergency technicians, doctors, biologists, virologists, and everything in between. We must be the ones who build up our Black nation. That is the goal of the New Black Panther Party. And the purpose of a panther is to be a revolutionary in the African people's liberation struggle. We will mobilize ourselves towards self-determination. We will have our own nation, but we must begin to organize ourselves with those who are mobilizing. Get on the front line with the New Black Panther Party for self-defense. Bring your natural skills and African genius to the table. It's time that we have our own nation and we get this goddamn white man off our back. Join the New Black Panther Party right now. Visit our national website, NBPP.org. Support the New Black Panther Party financially, huh? You know, put your money where your mouth is. Better yet, put your body where the work is. But at any rate, support the New Black Panther Party financially. You can do it through Cash App, $, Black Power Dollar. We give a Black Power to all of our listeners. We'll tell everybody to participate in this broadcast. This is the People's Broadcast. Press the number one. We want to hear what you have to say about the medical apartheid, the medical genocide, and the pharmaceutical industrial complex, the drugs that are pushed in the Black community. It's no different than cocaine. It's no different than the damn meth. It's the same. It's the same. We say on this broadcast, we opened up this broadcast with a sister who wrote the book Medical Apartheid. The sister's name is Harriet A. Washington. That was an interview that she did on a series called One to One. We found this clip. We played it. She talked about earlier in that clip, she talked about antiretrovirus regimens. She talked also about this, you know, eugenics, population control, the genocide. She mentioned a lot. You know, she talked about informed consent. She mentioned a lot in the 3 minutes of that clip that we played. The sister's name is Harriet A. Washington. She wrote the book called Medical Apartheid. She talked about the Tuskegee experiment. She talked about Black women being sterilized and going in for surgery and then being sterilized when they were going in. She said how Black women would go in into the 1930s and even before that, and they would go into hospitals in Mississippi and Alabama, and they would go there and they would be examined. And she talked about how Black women would be examined, and then they would say, we want to remove your gallbladder, or we want to remove something is in your pancreas, or something of that nature, a simple abdominal procedure. And what would be done was that she would be sterilized. And this has and continues to happen to Black women and Black men. We're talking about the medical genocide. And we will talk about this wicked pharmaceutical industrial complex that goes from the prison, that goes into the hospitals, that is used to kill our children and kill our people, as was demonstrated by Nemours Children's Hospital in Orlando, Florida, as they let young Naeem Carter die in their facility, refused to give life preservation. It is medical genocide, and it is medical apartheid, and that is what we're addressing. But it has to be made clear. The sister talked about the Tuskegee experiment and talked about what happened in the fall of 1932, what happened in Macon County, Alabama, to black men. And at the time, if you research the Tuskegee experiment, and if you read, you'll find that there were signs put up all over Macon County, Alabama in the 1930s. Some of the signs in black and white, they read, "Treat special treatment for bad blood," you know, Negro or colored people, special treatment for bad blood. They read free blood tests. They read free treatment by county health department and government doctors. And they read and they would say that you may feel well and still have bad blood. And they would say, come and bring all your family. And it is no different from the wicked vaccine campaign. That is biological terrorism that is going on right now, where they're offering people crawfish, where they're offering people donuts and beers and money from the state lottery that you would go and get yourself vaccinated. We say that it is biological terrorism and it is medical genocide. And they did it in the 1930s in the Tuskegee experiment, and they are doing it today. We say that they are doing it today. We say that during that time, if you research these events, you will find that the study recruited over 600 black men, of which more than 400 of them were given syphilis through a syringe that looked just like the syringe that they're going to put in you when you go foolishly to get the COVID-19 vaccine. But moving along, and then they had a control group during this time, family, that had more than 200 brothers there who did not have the syphilis. But who knows what they were told, right? These are only the official statements made by those responsible. The researchers who performed these wicked experiments, who lied and said that people want to get free health care. We know that they never obtained informed consent. As you heard the sister, as we played earlier, Harriet A. Washington, the sister that wrote the book, Medical Apartheid, we would say get that book. She talked about informed consent. They did not have informed consent to take more than 600 black men, diagnose some of them, most of them, if not all of them, with syphilis. They would follow them and study them, these wicked doctors, these wicked researchers of the Tuskegee experiment in Macon County, Alabama, until their death, until they die from a bacterial infection and syphilis that is easily cured by antibacteria, something that is simple to get. And it was known at that time in the 1930s that it was very simple to cure this with just simple antibiotics. But they did not do that. The purpose of the experiment was to give the syphilis to the black men, but not treat them. There is a book out written by James H. Jones. The book is called Bad Blood, the Tuskegee Syphilis Experiment. And there is a passage in that book, and it is from a brother who survived it. His name is Charles Poland. Brother Charles Poland says, and I quote from the book, Bad Blood, the Tuskegee Syphilis Experiment, written by James H. Jones. The brother, Charles Poland, says, quote, so I went over, and they told me I had bad blood. It says that he remembers, he says, and that's why they've been telling what they have been telling me ever since. He says they came around from time to time and checked me over. And they say, Charles, you've got bad blood. And then in a book, another brother, a brother, Herman Shaw, says he recounts hearing about the study. And he says that people said that you can get free medicine for yourself and things of that kind. And they would have a meeting at a chapel at a certain day. So that's how he got caught up in the experiment. So they used the churches. They used the medical associations. They used false, phony, empty promises, and it is the same that they do today under creepy Jim Crow Joe and Kamala Harris. It is the same. Initially, when the study began, treatment for syphilis was not effective at that time. But moving through that time, they would find, again, as I say, that local antibiotics could be used to treat it because it was an antibacterial infection. That is only one of the wicked experiments and only a brief overview of the wicked experiments that have taken place to the Tuskegee experiment being one of the most popularly known. But it matters not if it's popularly known or unpopularly known. We're saying on this broadcast, as we said last night, we've seen a modern murder of medical genocide when the doctors and medical officials at Nemours Children's Hospital in Orlando, Florida, let this child die in their facility. It is the same as them pulling the trigger or murdering them by their own hand. We heard how they were implicit in many other things leading up to this, but what we are saying is that the whole system, not just that one facility, not just those few, the whole medical system is a system of medical genocide, and they use pharmaceuticals, and they use medical experiments to further along this genocide. We want you to talk black to us and stop us when we are wrong, when we tell our people that we must be the ones to build our own medical facilities and medical systems, that we don't continue to experience the medical apartheid in this nation. Look at another example of what they have done to us. Look at what they did to our ancestor, the sister Henrietta Lacks, who was born August 1st, 1920. The sister was born Loretta Pleasant. You know, we know that the sister was born in Roanoke, Virginia, and at some time, at a point, she changed the name to Henrietta. But we have to look at what happened. And we're going to implicate a historically known facility of death and wicked medical genocide in Johns Hopkins Hospital. Yes, it is. Once again, Johns Hopkins Hospital, Johns Hopkins University, implicit in a medical genocide. And they are implicit today on every level and all the other medical facilities. But it was in 1951, January 29th. When our sister, our ancestor, Henrietta Lacks, went to Johns Hopkins Hospital. And as we heard from Harriet Washington in the beginning of this broadcast, she went in with abdominal pain. And when she went in, and she was bleeding from her abdomen, right? So the doctor's name was Howard Jones. He diagnosed her with cervical cancer. This is what they were doing and are doing to black women today. But it is more wicked in this case, you're going to see. So what they did was they gave her, subsequently they ended up giving her radiation treatment. They removed samples from her cervix. Listen to this. This is wicked, right? And then this was all done without what? Informed consent. It was done without her knowledge. She would die later that year. On October 4th, at only 31 years old. Now, you would think that that's wicked enough, but we're talking about the devil. It was wicked enough, right? But no, the cells from Henrietta Lacks made their way to the laboratories of another doctor. We're going to put his name. His name is Dr. George Otto Gay. And Gay noticed an unusual quality in her cell, a dominant quality that he had not known in the recessive quality of a cracker cell that he seen, of a European Neanderthal cell. He's seen this great black goddess cell biological structure dominating his very knowledge of what a genome was, so he took the cell, right? And he dubbed the cell Hela, right? And it is derived, of course, from the name of our ancestors. Sister Henrietta Lacks. So what we find then is that this cell was cloned. Over 10,000 patients have been registered usage of these cells that all come from the same DNA of the great ancestor, our mother queen ancestor, Henrietta Lacks, who was just an everyday sister who went in for abdominal pain, who's with having internal bleeding. They sterilize her, and then they use her cells to develop different devices of biological terrorism, and you have over 10,000 patients having these cells used in them through some kind of wicked stem cell research. What we are saying is that is only another of the many evidence or cases that bring evidence to the light of the medical genocide and the pharmaceutical industrial complex. We are interrupting your daily bullshit on this broadcast. These devils are murderers with white coats on. They are murderers with black coats on. They are murderers with pig uniforms on. They are murderers, goddamn murderers. And they are using medical genocide. They are using pharmaceutical genocide. And they are using ethnic cleansing. And they are using their medical system to try to, and many times they are successful in killing us even in the womb. We got to pay attention, because what goes hand in hand with this is, and I'm going to come back to the modern time. I'm going to bring it right back to here, as we have seen demonstrated time and time again. Look at this pharmaceutical industrial complex that includes brand manufacturers that you may know, like Pfizer, who is one that is implicit in the wicked vaccine campaign of the white man. Moving on, there are lesser known manufacturers like Aspen and different manufacturers, and look at a bigger one like Johnson & Johnson, but you get what we're saying. These are your pharmaceutical industries and things of that nature. Now, you have to understand that in the pharmaceutical industry, you have wholesale distributors. Everybody's got to get a cut of the death of our people. We will say that when you look at the financial backing of these pharmaceutical companies, you will find that 8 of the Fortune 20 companies, and Fortune 20 is just another society, another secret club of international devils who set up their finances from the death of our ancestors and use those finances to rob us of our resources that allows to fund them to go rob other Africans of their resources. So that is who the Fortune 20 are. They ain't no morally correct people. We were going to call it like we are. But 8 of the Fortune 20 companies are members of the pharmaceutical industrial complex, of which you may call that. Furthermore, none of them are drug manufacturers. I'm going to say it again. One more time. 8 of the Fortune 20 companies are members of the pharmaceutical industrial complex, or what you may call that. And none of them, not one of them, are drug manufacturers. Where are the drugs coming from? Where are the drugs coming from? Oligarchies. They are coming from drug dealers. They are coming from opium dealers. They are coming from the same place the cocaine comes from. They are coming from the same place that the meth, and coming from the same place that all the other drugs come from. But we got to look at the retail pharmacies. These retail pharmacies, they are implicit in the crime of funding not only the pharmaceutical industrial complex, but as well as the prison industrial complex. And as we will continue to say, it is not one or a few of the different systems. It's the entire so-called mentality and system of so-called white supremacy and so-called imperialism. But look at the retail pharmacies. Look at CVS. Look at Walgreens. Look at Walmart, Rite Aid, Kroger, all of them profit these Fortune 20 companies. Excuse me, they invest into these Fortune 20 companies, and this is where the damn drugs come from. They come from the drug laboratories, and they are funded by these different corporations. We got to look at it. We got to know this stuff. We have to know this stuff. We have to understand that when we look at it, it starts with the wicked sciences and the medicine. You got the private hospitals and clinics, the health centers. It goes on in the mind-numbing, mind-staking removing of the African-centered genius from the black man and black woman who go into the medical schools. It is a mental genocide in the textbooks. It is, like I'm saying, it is the pharmaceutical companies. It is the denouncing and demonizing of alternative and natural medicine. It is the demonizing, but it is the uplifting of a wicked Nazi Germany and the systems of eugenics. And like the sister Harriet Washington said as we opened up this broadcast in that clip, eugenics did not come from Germany. It came from America in the 1910s. Look at it. It is population control the most clearest. But I want to say this. Look at the top 10 pharmaceutical companies of 2020. And you will find that Pfizer makes $49 billion in the year 2020. Why so much? How did they make so much? We say that they made this much from the wicked attempting to wickedly vaccinate black people and saying that we are the ones who need to be on the forefront of taking this vaccine as they continue on and extend their medical genocide and medical apartheid. And it is deeper than just the money that is made. We would say that these pharmaceuticals, these drugs, some of the same drugs that we were reported last night from our family that were used in the constant torturing medically of our young cub, Naeem Carter. And we say justice for Naeem Carter, justice for Naeem Carter. You all, these are some devils that we're dealing with. We just saying we got to wake up and realize this. Pharmaceuticals cut off the receptors in the brain, cut off the receptors throughout the body. A receptor receives receipts and messages from the electrical current through your body. And when these receptors are interfered with narcotics and different pharmaceuticals, different genetically modified medications that are used to interfere with the brain receptors and other receptors throughout the body that receive the electrical signals that move through our body, right? When these frequencies are interfered with, it is a well-known fact that it can cause a breaking of the blood-brain barrier, and that can cause stroke, and that can cause Alzheimer's, and that can cause many of the things that we see our elders going through. We got to pay attention. We got to know this. As well, many different over-the-counter pharmaceuticals, like acetaminophen that you find in Tylenol, affect the kidney and liver and can break them down the same as radiation treatments that they ironically use to try to reverse liver and kidney damage or actually makes it worse from radiation treatment and different treatments of that nature. What are we saying? What are we saying? We're using this information to back what we're saying. So I want to read, see the latest thing down. We're about to open these mics up. I see we have our national spokesman on the line. I definitely want to hear what Brother Mama have to say about this. I see we have many other comrades on the line pressing number one. But I got to lay this down because this is not something that is stopped. There is a report. Let me get back to it. There is a report that was released August 2020. The report reads on BBC News, 750 million genetically modified insects to be released. And it says the aim is to reduce the number of mosquitoes that carry diseases like dengue fever or the Zika virus, right? Now, this has been approved by the government of Florida. Now, what does that have to do with medical genocide if they're saying that the mosquitoes are going to be used to go against other mosquitoes? So I'm going to bring it back to see to latest and connect the dots. Now, this is not the first time they have done this. Cuba was struck by an epidemic of dengue fever. And the disease was transmitted by mosquitoes. So watch this. So it was the first time that this particular strand, which could trigger life-threatening dengue hemorrhagic fever, which is similar to Ebola. It's similar to Ebola. The epidemic affected over 300,000 Cubans with 11,000 new cases that were diagnosed every day at its peak. This happened in Cuba in the 1980s, right? So a lot of people were dying. So the Cubans suspected biological terrorism. They suspected the American government of releasing the virus. Cuban researchers were able to amplify and sequence the full genome or the structure of the virus of the original strains obtained in different moments of the epidemic in 81. So check this out. So using bioinformation tools that allow you to define with high certainty the genetic relation to the 81 Cuban strain with the New Guinea strain. Now it's important to understand that in the 40s, New Guinea was hit with a dengue fever. The New Guinea government officials, medical officials, sharing information with Cuba. It is from there and also through researchers and scientists in Kenya that you have the interferon that we talk about as a solution to deal with the immune response that that the COVID-19 interacts with that gives way to the disease. So after analyzing the sequence of the dengue fever, of the 81 Cuban dengue fever, in different moments of the epidemic, they noticed that all of the strains were similar to the New Guinean 44, but there were differences between the Cuban strain. They say, how could that be? So they say that the virus underwent changes during the epidemic period. The fact rejects the hypothesis of contamination in the laboratory as if it were that all the strains tested should have had the same sequence. So it says that the original theory that it was a tamper, it was the mosquitoes that were infected and released into Cuba. They did it in August in 2020. They released 750 genetically modified mosquitoes. They are known to live with plagues, to have the plague. Every 100 years, they break out with a plague. You have the Black Death in the 1300s, from specifically 1346 to 1353 in Europe. The bubonic plague. You have the Great Plague of London in 1665. The Great Plague of Marseille in 1720. You got the Russian Plague in the 1700s. The flu epidemic of the 1800s. The late 1800s and the Spanish flu epidemic of 1918. So just from 1346, and you can even go back to the plague of the Syrian of Cyprian, or go back into the plague of Athens. Every 100 years for 6,000 years since this beast had been in existence was a made mutated germ. He has been breaking out in plagues and viruses. You will find that, look at the history of this damn devil. And you'll find that the wicked practices that they use match up with their nature and their origin of being. You will find that the so-called Queen of Spain, Isabella of Castile, confessed that she had only taken a bath twice in a lifetime, when she was born and when she was married. Stinking ass cave bitch. A daughter of one of the French kings died of lice and dysentery and scab, caused the fatal termination of Pope Clement IV and the sixth Duke of Norfolk. Look at this. They talk about how when you would walk through the streets of these places that you would have to hold rags with cologne or flowers to your nose through the streets of France, but in the movies they show you castles, but they really had pig pens with a hole in the roof and an outhouse that didn't have no house. You just went out and dropped your drawers. Well, they wasn't wearing no drawers, but you just went out and you just used the restroom all out in the open. They would slaughter the animals that they ate. They would slaughter them, and they would dump them over banisters and dump them in the middle of the street. Rotting animal corpses attract viruses, rats, viruses, and they brought it to us. And this is what we're seeing today. And if they do not infect us, they find their way to infect us. And if they cannot find a way to infect us with some disease that they have created, family, then they will use their medical system to kill us while we are in their hospitals. We are saying that enough is enough. We demand an end to the medical apartheid and medical genocide, to the pharmaceutical industrial complex and all the other industrial complexes that continue to cause the crimes of ethnic cleansing and genocide at our people. You're listening to New Black Panther Party Radio. We just got to tell the truth the way that it is. We continue to send our condolences to the family of our comrades, Dr. Ali Muhammad, his queen, the family and loved ones of our young cub, young Naeem Carter. We want everybody to visit our national website, join the New Black Panther Party, mbpp.org. I want to know if you can hear me, Brother Mau Mau. We have our national spokesperson on the line. Can you hear me, brother? Black Power, brother, can you hear me? All right. Well, if it's an issue, if you can't hear me, let me know.
Black
Text
Power,
me, let me
Black
know.
Power, Black Power.
Okay. All right. I can hear you now.
Right on. Yes, sir. I can hear you, brother, loud and clear. Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I can hear you loud and clear.
Right on. Black and Power. Brother Black is clear. Oh, brother.
We got to leave a dead trail alive in our path, goddammit.
Oh my goodness. Ooh. Man. You know, like sometimes in some of the old scriptures, the sun papers and the moon scrolls, you know, and when you read Proverbs and stuff like that, you'll read the word Salah, you know, which means to stop and ponder.
Right.
And Quran, you know, and in Hebrew it's a lot. In Arabic and Quran, it's pretty much the same thing. It gives you a little symbol, which tells you the same thing, to stop and ponder on that which was said or that which was revealed. Don't just run past this. Don't just read past this. Stop and reflect on all that was just given. Woo, that's gonna be my thing. Gonna be woo, because we need to really think about all this information that was just given to us. We was given information directly from one of the greatest scholars of our time, with thorough information, factual information, dispensations of time, evidence, facts to prove it. With the date stamped, look it up. We got information from the scientists, the young Imhotep, the mathematician. That was a lot of information that brother just gave us. That was like revelation. That's a lot to ponder on and take in consideration. Not only did they pull the act of the experiment with Tuskegee, they did the same thing in Guatemala. They done the same thing there with other diseases and untreated diseases for a few years. But the same doctor that was working on the project in Guatemala, once they shut that down, he took over the operation in America, which ran a course of nearly 40 years. Not only did they tell us stuff like you had bad blood, they told us outright medical lies, unethical lies, that it was a cure for polio. They were scaring and pumping up and boosting polio. And they told our people that was a vaccination. And many of our people took it on the basis of that. With the lack of the proper knowledge of medicine and science, without our bush doctor that we abandoned because they told us it was voodoo, and anything that was based on mixing herbs and brothers chanting and burning candles and sages around it scared the shit out of black folks, or black folks was afraid to be black. But that's who they ran to. It is proven that many, many people have not been sick and lately took this shot and have gotten sick, have gotten crippled, have been maimed, you know, everything including death. And many people, most people, can want all the other shot. After we knew it was something that they created to begin with. It don't just pop up and come from nowhere. It ain't just come out the blue. It don't just one person just end up with it because they ate a bat or bat bit them. like they tried to tell us a green monkey bit somebody, you know, or somebody ate some monkey brains and got, you know, because people probably been eating monkey brains for hundreds of thousands of billions of years, and they ain't got nothing to do with somebody ultimately getting an internal disease that is sexually transmitted. This is scientists at work. Evil, twisted, diabolical scientists that's working every corner of our fabric to kill us daily. It's witnessed how we all, many of us are parents, or either we have siblings, but we all are children of someone. And we can empathize or maybe sympathize with certain conditions of a parent losing their child. But how do we empathize or sympathize with parents losing their child at the hands of the staff that is, has the best equipment to be able to even give a chance and refuse to even fight through? Yeah, like the brother said, enough is enough. It's only one way out. Revolution is the only solution. We need our own everything, but we got to become more healthier. We got to become more, eat more healthier, and treat each other more healthy, think more healthier, and operate on the proper and healthy decisions. These devils got us under a beam. It's too much going on for us not to pay attention. Support the fight and the struggle. And we got to get active. But we don't have no time, though. As it says, the time of apocalypse. You know, they shooting you up here and there. You know, sooner or later, they're going to be getting rid of you. You're not going to need this cord or that cord. They'll put them all together. You have one cord. You need a birth certificate cord, Social Security card. They're already giving you this one card, the state card, this federal card, where you can't do this or can't do that. Then eventually they'll combine that with after identity theft and things of that nature with one card, you know, one federal card that'll contain your spending, your finances. It's going to contain your medical data. It's going to contain all that, you know. Then what if you lose your card, you know? They shoot you over these different manholes, you know what I'm saying, that's and we started pumping in these pharmaceuticals. We feeding right into the trap. And they sit back and they laugh and they support. I mean, who you think the politician, why you think that's the biggest lobby of them all? The doctor. The doctor's got the biggest lobbyists of them all. You got the doctors, the insurance, and the lawyer. That's your hospital. They already locked in cahoots. You ain't suing no hospitals, man, to my pen, unless you know you got them dead to the right, and it's proven. Like, this situation is proven. Other than that, they try to make it impossible. Don't give a damn who we is. They push us to the side because they want us to die. And many of our own people carry that same spirit after dwelling amongst them crackers for so long and so much. They're not in it for the love. It's just like this revolutionary. It ain't a fad. It's a lifestyle. It's something you do. It's something we are. It's how we grow. It's how we see things. It's what we believe. It's our religion. It's our way of life. It's our culture. Something that we could just put on and take off. But we have people that want to put it on and take it off. Then put it back on. Chaos going on amongst our people. Black Power family, we dealing with a mighty hour. We dealing with a time, a point of no return. It's time to either pick what side you on. And it ain't no side that's going to consist of you being here forever. That side don't exist. They shot our people up for over 40-something years. The Guatemalans, they got paid. They won't even give you reparations for that. They got Clinton to come up in the 90s and apologize for it. And Negroes saying he was the first black president or he was this, that, and other because he could play a saxophone. He's a slave master. He know how to shuck and jive Negroes. You think the slave master had a problem with Negroes on the plantation? He loved, he needed, he always depended on you Negroes being around. Ain't no such thing as no racist cracker don't want you around. He don't want you to have power. He don't want you to have influence. He don't want you to have resources. And he don't want you to have control. He don't want you to be independent, and he damn sure ain't gonna let you free. He might emancipate you, incarcerate you, but he ain't gonna never liberate you. And ain't nobody else gonna liberate him. We getting farther down the snake belly. Ain't no waiting on the snake to come. We done already been swallowed up. We got a jewel. Kick and stretch. Ain't no waiting for the wall. We done been gobbled up. Like we always know we in the belly of the beast. We done already been swallowed up. We at the point now where, like you said, we got to make them throw us up. They say the dragon come to swallow the unborn before it was even time for it to be. It was waiting before it was conceived. And upon the child arrival, that will be the key for all our understanding. You got this great dragon, this serpent, this devil, ready to gobble it up. We haven't been born. We already been here. We woke up inside the beast. And they doing every, the snake belly doing everything to massage us on down. And some of us giving up and giving in. And some of them just want to go on in peacefully and get mad at the rest of us that want to keep juggling. So we plan on coming up out of here. We don't plan on being no turd. But that ain't how the story ends, because that ain't how it was written. They won't even give us reparations for that. They won't even give you reparations for, this was started in the 1930s. Do the time stamp. What was going on in the 1930s? We just dealt with what, Tulsa? Tulsa, right? Is that correct? Is that a time stamp? Is that correct? Did we just not deal with
the I believe so.
Anniversary?
Mm-hmm.
A week or two ago? And if that's
1921.
Correct, then that was around the 1920s. And in that decade from the 1920s going into the 1930s, you had what was the Great Depression, which was in the 1930s. Yep. In the 1930s, European was at its worst. But Caucasian and the Klan was at its height. All former Confederate soldiers around the South were sheriffs. After they ran out the Union, after the Reconstruction period, after they set up the Black Code and Black Law, as they started to distribute, you having black bad blood, but you had black blood. But of course, come on, think about it. This European, you got golden skin. You walking around, you one of the greatest minerals that's on this planet. Imagine everybody else like paste like, and you can you imagine being like, you golden. You make you the aura, your melon, the way it reflects on the sun,
and the way it operates through your genetics and your bio. I mean, just looking at you, you can see it from a reflection of you. You know, the darker, the better, the blacker. Just imagine a black silhouette with eyes and teeth just standing there all masculine and strong and mighty and cut up and shit like that and beautiful and all this other magnificence and how strong and everything strong about them. But everybody else on the planet, hair just come out and drop because it has no sprint, it has no substance. It doesn't have the same chemical makeup. It's something different about you. You see what I'm saying? All of us don't have the rhesus blood in us. We all didn't come from the rhesus monkey. And when they do their experiment, they do their experiments for a reason. Just the syphilis experiment is enough to give us reparation. And we can say we all suffer from that. If it make you tired, if it make you lazy, everything you want to classify black folks as, you can say you owe us reparations because we don't want to do shit because of what you did. Now, we got the right now. We can't do shit now, boss. It's it. You know, whatever them stimulus were, you might have sent us 4 or 5 of them every month. At least 6 digits every month because can't none of us work no more. We ain't responsible or nothing. You know, they got a certain disease for white people. This white guy that was in Texas or somewhere like this little teenager that ran over these 4 black kids. Well, these 4 kids. He just ran over. They locked him up, but the judge ruled that he couldn't go to jail because he had something like influenza. It's called influenza. Like influenza, like that sickness. It's another sickness called influenza with A. And it's considered to be like too rich and too naive because you're too rich to go. You know what I'm saying? You don't know because you're too rich. You're naive because you're too rich, so you can't be held accountable. So they let him go because he was too rich. And by being too rich, it made him naive to, you know, the reality of other people's lives. So they let him go. But it's no excuse if you're too poor. They ain't got nothing for that. But if he was too rich in his real life, influenza, they had a case. They let the crack off. They let the young crack off. And he wasn't supposed to leave. He ended up leaving anyway. It was some shit, but they ain't do nothing about that either. So we already been swallowed up. We already been getting shot up. You know, little white babies and little black babies ain't the same. What they shooting our kids up with? What they been shooting our kids up with? They the one need to be shot up to survive. They stand out in the sun and get cancer just for being out in one of the greatest forces of life. It's water and sun. When we in the summer solstice, we're closer to the sun. When we're closer to the sun, we right like right now in many places, especially in America, we're closer to the sun. We're in the summer solstice. It's hot as hell. But as it is hot as hell, if there's any greenery, it's a lot of it because it's growing up. What is it doing? It's reaching up. And what is it reaching to? What is it getting its life from? What is it reaching to? It needs what? Even if it's in the shadow for too long, anything that a car sit in and it don't move in the grass, what's going to grow under the car? Its shadows ain't getting no sunlight. What's growing? Nothing. The grass, everything under it dies. Reveal the sun, put it in the sun, and don't cut it, and you'll have a jungle. Everything is reaching up to the sun. When we farther away from the sun, it's the winter. We don't have enough potency or photosynthesis coming in. It starts to die. We call it the winter or the autumn or the winter solstice. And we are golden, rich, creamy, good, flavorful, wholesome people. You are magnetic. You are the creators. Your breath alone makes existing what it is. If all blacks stop breathing, the world would stop to exist. It wouldn't even matter if a tree fell in the forest because you wouldn't be here. But no one has this beautiful quality. No one has these gold crystal quartz glistening through their skin when they're out in the sun and they shine. You think the sun draining you. You just having an overload. You got to take them batteries out of there. You can't keep it on charge. You just can't keep it on charge when it's already 100%. That's why sometimes you got to get out the sun. You overheat. You overload. But you made for every bit of it. Because you gain so much. You get your vitamins from it. You get minerals from it. That damn near like being a breatharian. That damn near like being able to survive off of just breathing.
Go ahead.
Understanding how important and genuine you is. You got sugar cookies, and then everything with a chocolate chip in it is all you. Everything else is all you. But we look at our ancestors, we look at our elders, we look at our loved ones, we live in a cycle. It's just like the water that's contained in the glass. It's not there forever. You can't contain it. Water cannot be contained in a jar, no matter how long you leave it there. Eventually, most people say it'll disappear. Eventually, but it'll evaporate. It's like the soul that's in the body. You know, it's solid liquids and gases in the physical dimension. We are superior. We're beyond the physical dimension. We're not from this dimension. We're in the world, but not of the world, you know. Our substance are surpassed that in which we don't even really know who we are in the world, less known where we are from within the universe. But understanding that we are a part of a continuous cycle, as water is evaporated from the glass or as it is sucked up from a pond in the street or the ocean from abroad, it is recycled into the clouds and brought back in a metaphor, in a revolutionized form. In rain, snow, or hail. But it's a constant evolving cycle that helps create the life that we know and understand in the physical third dimension. But the spirit operates much the same because when the physical is manifested and brought into being, into contact with the semen, the sperm, the life force of the sperm, which creates a new life force and a death from one stage and a new life into an embryo and into a fetus and from one stage into a new birth into the actual physical manifestation of being as we understand as being hue of color that we can see animated here in the physical. And we say human, and when they are amongst us, we recognize and we praise them. And we embrace the physical. And we understand the spiritual because without the spiritual, there is no physical. It is one harmony. And we give praise to the ancestors and the Aguns and the gatekeeper in Negua, the Almighty, our all-powerful, all-knowing, the Trickster, the youth, the child, as well as the elder. Who carries our messages. So we don't have to worry about a spook in the sky. We know our people who are real. And we know we are real. And from that which we are descended has all been because of a purpose. But every purpose will give us strength, drive, and push forward as we continue to evolve and cipher into our physical and spiritual growth until we reach and join with our ancestors and become one of the ancestors of the Egungungs. We pray that our people be blessed and brought into a whole, that we may understand what must be done. It's not out of being egotistical or arrogant, but it's what we know and understand to be the truth of this hour and this time. We must take a firm stand. We must be scientific and we must be right and exact in that which we bring to the table, because we have no time for error. We salute all freedom fighters, all revolutionaries, all people of change and strength. We demand justice for that which we know to be right and correct. We demand those to be held accountable for that which they do wrong, as all has been held accountable. We don't expect neglect to go unchecked by any means necessary. Remember, they allowed our people to suffer. It was an experiment based on the fact to see or to create a history. It was based on creating a history that they can study. They had no history, so they needed a specimen in which they did a lot of creepy psychological and medical practices on humans and different individuals. Prior, post-slavery, and after. Our people have mostly always been the burden bearers of some experiment. How do you think they came to the conclusion that we had the best organs? Why do you think they have a Jewish transplant center, one of the best states of art in South Africa, that has an unlimited supply of body parts, human organs, transplants? What you need? I got the hookup, unlimited, and where they based it, in South Africa. And what's the best body parts? Ours. Why? Because we golden, and we don't even take appreciation of the gold that we have dwelling and living within this physical flesh. See, we ain't just got to dress up in no platinum. Sometimes you can just take your shirt off after you did about 10 to 100 push-ups, push for 1,000 or 2 if possible or permissible. But we should be hard as rock. Because every blow got to count. Because as Favreau, they attempt to deal with us wisely, they shoot us up. They claim my kids got Alzheimer's and this, that, and the other, and dyslexia. But will you take them to get them shot up? Then when some of the truth come out about how they, babies don't need most of those shots, and how some of those shots were derogatory toward blacks, and it was affecting black kids, and black kids was coming out with different forms of not functioning that they considered to be natural. Autism, not responding as normal kids respond to normal gestures, normal command, normal conversation, or just normal conduct. So they pull back on many of those shots and stop giving them. Oh man, you know they about to turn the lights out. You're getting close to shutting it down. It's all I care. You know what I'm saying? You know they back against the wall. When they start giving, they got something to watch out for, because these devils ain't never trying to. They giving in certain places, from what I know in Louisiana, they advertise shots for shots. Now, in all my understanding, I have always been led to believe or told or suggested that you shouldn't drink when you take medicine. It messes with the medicine. You don't drink while you're on your medication. So how they gonna give you a shot and then tell you to go to the bar and they gonna give you a couple shots of, you know, your big what you want? Call your shot, the state paying for it. State. in the northeast of the country. They was giving people $100. They was giving people $100 to come get the shot. I learned under a lot of great leaders, but Dr. Collins was one of them. The Honorable Dr. Khaled was like, he was like my favorite comic hero. You know, how kids would watch X-Men, they had his face. You know, when it came to addressing it, and just, you know, I was always just, I felt so, I would ball up in my stomach. You know, everything about Dr. Khaled, because I know it was going to be good. He just, you know, just like when you see your daddy just taking care of business, you know, when it came to it. But we have to take on some of that same spirit right now and fight some of this energy. I mean, I don't know how much to give. We need to get to some of the other brothers and sisters, because I don't know how much to give, because everything that was laid down is just what needs to be digested. Because you ain't going to be able to trust these devils. They ain't your friends. They ain't going to be your friends. They can't be our friends. We can't be friends. Black Power.
Black Power, national spokesperson, national spokesman, Brother Malik Mau-Mau. And damn, brother, you know, like he said about me, you know what I'm saying? You come in speaking with the wise knowledge of that of Ptah or Batala, you know what I'm saying? So this is very powerful. We want to thank you, Brother Mau-Mau, all our callers listening on the line. We have our national chairwoman on the line. Can you hear us, Sister Chris?
Loud and clear, loud and clear. I want to give a Black Power salute to our national spokesman, Brother Malik Mau-Mau, as well as to our national chief of staff, Brother Catchup Sadiq, for holding this very powerful broadcast tonight. Everybody that's listening, I know you got, you know, fed well with this sincere, righteous knowledge from not only our brothers, but also from the clips. Today's subject matter, just like any other week, time we do a broadcast, today's subject matter is a continuum from what we had on our program on last night when we had Dr. Ali and his wife, Sister Amina, on the line. Many of you may have seen the Facebook Live footage when our brother and his wife had to administer CPR for their child. And unfortunately, you know, the wicked people at the hospitals refused to, basically they murdered the child. Let's get down to it. The people at the hospital took off all of the life supporting devices against the will of the parent, and they exercised extreme racism, and also they committed murder. Dr. Ali and his family went to the hospital today to attempt to gather medical records. They were met with police and told to leave the hospital, that they were trespassing. The night that the child was murdered, and we say murdered, and we mean exactly what we said, by the hospital at Namor Hospital in Orlando, Florida. That same evening, there was a storm that hit that city. And we know as spiritual people that that is not only a sign from the Creator, but it's also affirmation as to what Brother Mau-Mau just spoke of, that we are not only in tune with nature, we are people of nature. We are people of the original Creator. And when we are in tune and acting in our natural capacity as true people of the Most High, that's when we are at our best. You know, those who choose to be of a lowly character, those who choose to be of low life ways of carrying themselves are out of order and out of line with with the Creator. I'm talking about those of us who are supposed to be our so-called skin folk, you know. And in these days and times, sisters and brothers, we really have to be very, very not only careful of who we affiliate ourselves with, but of who we allow to be a part of this formation of the new Black Panther Party. And we have always been very strict on that, you know. There are those individuals who simply did not make it within our ranks because they did not have the character as that should have been exemplified of a Black Panther.
And they
didn't
not
have the character. They did not pass the test. They were found to have either been mischief makers or of low moral character. That's just plain and simple.
And this is
yes, sir. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
And I just want to bring a scripture point to it. For the moon paper believers, that in the Bible it says that the Lord tests us so that he may know what's in our what. But first of all, it says he tests us. Now, we know the difference between the Lord and the day, the white test. That's the first thing we do. We figure out what we question. We start waking up. But then let's be realistic with it. You know, let's think about it. It's saying Psalms 82 and say that we are the gods. You know what I'm saying? It says the Lord tests us. It says even in the Quran, and Allah says that, do you think that ye will enter into the gates of heaven and not yet be tested? So even if the Creator is testing man before he is allowed to heaven, also that God can know where his heart is at, you see what I'm saying? Do you not think that we should not also test after we have the experience of the Judah factor? But if you are tested, you fail your test, you consider it as dirt. We see
yes, sir.
It as being blessed by the ancestors and showing us what needs to be seen.
That is 100%. That's right. Keeping us on the straight path, on the up and up, however you want to call it. You know what I'm saying? On the straight path, on the up and up, right and exact. And so, you know, in this formation of the New Black Panther Party, we put in work. That's another thing. Let's just keep it on the real solid. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to be able to come in here and try to pull any old kind of stunt and think you're gonna get away with us. You know, go get away with it with us. We have not only rules and regulations, we make sure that when you come into this organization, you are very much made aware of the rules and regulations. There's no one who is coming to this formation or to join this formation that was not made aware of what is expected of you. Let's be clear about that. Now, no soul is coming to this formation and not been made aware of what was expected of them, what the rules are. So, you know, over time, we have had to remove some individuals for violation of our rules and regulations. I want to say that there's been a concerted effort by individuals who have had previous issues with the moral standards and moral codes, who have tried to form this little posse to what these characters are trying to do. They're forming this little posse to try to divert. And you know, it's to no avail. Let's be clear. is to no avail. Our score remains strong, and we'll be strong. You know what I'm saying? Our work stands in and of itself. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no need to trying to validate anything. You know what I'm saying? We just being clear that there is an operation in place. You know what I'm saying? And there are those who are trying to pull a publicity stunt. You know what I'm saying? And it's not going to stop a damn thing that we have done or doing. Let me be clear on that part. It's not going to stop a damn thing that we are done or doing. I tell you one thing, our bar has been being high. You know what I'm saying? We don't expect anything but greatness. You know what I'm saying? In this formation. So if you don't have it in you, you know what I'm saying, to go by the rules, if you don't have it in you to follow the code of ethics, the way of a warrior, to be courageous, to check the damn enemy, to have the guts to deal with the type of wickedness that we deal with when we checking our enemy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, there will be times when we could be facing, when we have been facing a situation where we've had to be kidnapped by the pig, where we've been kidnapped by the pig. And you know what? We dealt with it gracefully. You know what I'm saying? We dealt with it with honor. You know what I'm saying? We dealt with it with courage. You know, there was no selling out, no compromise, no cutting, no deals, no snitching, none of that. We held the line and we stood on what we came for, what we came to do. That's to be a freedom fighter for black liberation. And we do it over and over. Check our track record. So if anyone has a problem with it, it's their damn problem. If you didn't cut the mustard when you were around us, it's your damn problem. Just be straight to the point. Straight to the point. Because all this cooning and buffooning that has been taking place, this newfangled way folks trying to operate, working directly with the pigs, we're not having that. And y'all know that. We're not having that. We've made it clear. We've spoken out, and we will never compromise our principles. Period. I don't give a fuck if you got 10,000 motherfuckers. You got 10,000 motherfuckers that's weak, that's corrupt. He ain't gonna rock over here. We'll stand with our squad. Period. And we, you know what I'm saying? That's what it is. It's so much work to do. And we've been riddled by so many distractions over these last few months, you know, but we dealt with them because they had to be dealt with. But moving on and moving forward, we got a lot of work. We got work to do, a lot of work to do, brothers and sisters. And so we're going to, not only are we going to hold the line, we're going to keep being that vanguard example of a revolutionary, of a freedom fighter for black liberation. You know what I'm saying? And if you have that same character, if you have that same spirit of a freedom fighter that we exemplify, then we look to have you on board with us. And if you don't, keep it trucking. Just plain and simple. You know what I'm saying? Just keep it trucking. So, you know, it's been a very powerful show tonight. Very powerful show. So I want to, I just wanted to chime in and give a shout out, Black Power salute to our national spokesman for a very, not only dynamic, but a very solid, what do you call it? how we say, a solid cipher that he dropped. You know what I'm saying? A very solid cipher for all the intel that's coming our way. We've been getting all kind of information about different operations that are going on that our enemy has been trying to launch on our people, and we are here to combat that. We will not forget, and let's keep it solid. We will not be remiss, and we will remind you every night that part of this medical apartheid is indeed the pandemic of the coronavirus. And we will not let off on the fact that if you are a victim of this virus, be it however it was transmitted, that we do encourage you to take the Paxamil and to take those herbs and minerals to heal yourself. We've had many reports of brothers and sisters who unfortunately contracted the virus, and they were able to heal themselves using echinacea, elderberry, mullein, those life-giving herbs that the Creator has given us on this planet to heal ourselves. And so you should make sure in your daily life and activity that you're taking these immune-building, life-giving herbs so that you can remain on this planet to do the work of Black liberation. We have comrades right now who are in Africa, and we are definitely, hold on, let me say this right quick, and we are definitely, damn, what didn't say right, and we are definitely making our way and making arrangements to be on the ground in the motherland within the next few months. So brothers and sisters, keep focused, you know what I'm saying? Keep focused. Don't get caught slipping in any shape, form, or fashion, regards to taking care of yourself and keeping your family protected, not only from this disease with the coronavirus, but also from this disease of a people that we've been having to deal with for far too long, the goddamn white man and his fucking niggas that love him and do his dirty work or try to do his dirty work. It's a black power, brother. I'm getting a call, Brother Shaka Zulu. Hold on.
Black power, Chris. As everybody's listening into this broadcast, it has been a very powerful broadcast. You know, here we discuss this medical apartheid. We have people listening on the line, pressing number one to get involved in this broadcast. Who do we got on the line? Looks like we got our National Minister of Communication online, Sister Amina. Is you present, one sister? Can you hear me? All right, Black Power, Sister Amina. I don't think Sister Amina meant to press one. I think that was an accident on behalf of the sister. But nonetheless, you know what I'm saying? I'm you know, look, what we've been able to reveal, you know, through the length of this broadcast, and we mean the entirety, like the whole 469 days, have really been groundbreaking. You know, just to step aside and look at it, you know, I know for fact, you know, we know for fact the amount, the wealth of information, you know, it's just, we can't take this for granted. You know, we have been broadcasting real life, I mean, serious situations, cases, and real life nightmares. And that's unfortunate, but that's what's happening. Like, we're not going to, this is the life that we have been exposed to in this nation. We broadcast it exactly as it is the majority of the time, most of the time, as it's happening, no matter what it is.
I had to double check because the brothers were on the demonstration line in New Orleans, so they were calling in. I was making sure no bullshit didn't talk. But as we expected, it wasn't that bad. We just had someone out there name dropping, trying to get down with the work the brothers and sisters are doing out there, trying to make sure that they shut down this racist-ass store that the Arab shot our brother Corey Garrison in the back while he was outside the store 6 times and drug him back in. And the New Orleans Pig Department, as corrupt as they want to be, refused to press charges. So they've been out. This will be day number 6 that they've been out demanding justice and in front of the store, getting it shut down. So when I just got a call from the brother, I just wanted to make sure wasn't no bullshit going on. It's some bullshit, but nothing to stop this broadcast. So keep it going, brother. Black power.
Right on, black power. You know, we opened up this broadcast, and really for the last 460-so-odd days, you know, we have been given a wealth of information that I'm saying, and we're saying this cannot be taken for granted. The same way we came in, we got to look at this. Sister Crystal, you talked about the fact that we have not let up, not one inch on this COVID-19. This is something that I wanted to bring back to the table. It's something we shared earlier. When all of this first broke out, and maybe the few first 40 of these broadcasts, I want to bring it back to the light. In 2019, August of 2019, there's a Taiwanese physician. He had did a study on a lung pneumonia, you know, that was breaking out in America. Now, the American medical industry, especially the AMA, American Medical Administration, they blamed it on vaping and e-cigarettes. Now, this Taiwanese scientist says he suspected those deaths were due to coronavirus. This is in 2019. The warnings were ignored. Now, pay attention to this. Immediately prior to that, the CDC shut down the U.S. Military main bio lab, and that's in Fort Detrick, Maryland. They're going to come up many, many times. Like Pfizer earlier in this broadcast, Fort Detrick is another point, a laboratory of death dealing death in form of biological terrorism. Now, that they shut this down in 2019 due to this fact. This is the quote: due to an absence of safeguards against pathogen leakages. And remember that a pathogen brings forth a virus, and then a virus brings forth the disease. So they issue a complete cease and desist order to Fort Detrick to shut down in 2019. That's the number one bio lab. So now we've got to look at the nature of this biological terrorism, because this medical apartheid is medical genocide. The nature of this white man is based on the fact that he's a virus, right? So he has begun to work with these viruses, but viruses that he creates. He will even go into nature, like we talk about with the mosquitoes in Cuba. And remember, just I read earlier how there's an article on BBC where August of 2020, scientists in Florida released 750 million biologically, genetically modified mosquitoes, and who knows what's in the mosquitoes. There is a epidemic, a pandemic, that is still very real in Ebola that was manufactured at Fort Detrick. You can find all this information. It's in front of us. Ebola first broke out and was known as the DRC, the Democratic Republic of Congo, in 1976, and it reoccurred 7 times. So much so that they say the Congolese health practitioners and medical experts had developed a wealth of experience. Now, this is the same as the SARS, the South Asian Respiratory Syndrome of Asia, and this is the same as MERS. All three of those nations, the Arab nations, China, Japan, Korea, and the DRC, they all have experiences with these different retroviruses. But here's the thing. China, during this time, were sending medical equipment into the Congo. That's another thing to look at, because it was in 2003 that, remember, China and Cuba come up with the Hebron or the interferon. So how is it then that you even have a so-called pandemic that came from a so-called bat in a so-called meat market in China, right, in the Wuhan province of Hubei in China, but you have Chinese medical professionals who have the interferon, same for America. How do you have this where you have American medical officials who have the interferon, and it goes under many different names like Reptron and Pegasus and Regeneron and all this different stuff? And even when we played the clip earlier, the sister talked about retrovirus treatments, retrovirus methods to defend against retroviruses. So when we look at the Ebola, what we find is that the same aspect is this statement is published by Brother Antoine Roger Lokonga, and he writes, he says that in his previous articles, and he's talking about a scientist, Francis A. Boyle, he says that his previous articles published, this writer, this Francis A. Boyle, he relayed the American law professors, and he interviewed with a news station out of Greece called TVXS.Greece, and he categorically stated that USA Biowarfare Laboratories in West Africa are the origins of the Ebola pandemic. He says that locations, he says that if you look, they are across the heart of the pandemic at the west coast of Africa. He says, I think these laboratories are more of them, and they are the origins of the Ebola pandemic, and they did the same thing in Nicaragua, as Mau Mau said, and they did the same thing in Cuba. He says the U.S. Army Medical Research Institute of Infectious Disease, which is the USAMRIID, is a well-known biowar research located where? Fort Detrick, Maryland. See how it all ties in? See what we're talking about? Every case of medical genocide and medical apartheid goes back to America. See how it all ties in, family? See how these goddamn devils cannot avoid what the truth is? And we talked about the disgusting origin of this devil, the devil, and how his wicked and her wicked, sick, twisted, sadistic nature is based and rooted in its nasty sewage infested cities that they propagate like they have had some glorious castles and structures, the royal, you know, palaces in France and Europe, and they did not until black people went there and built them. In fact, if you read, there's a article on AfricaResource.com, and it talks about the nature of living in a European city at times where they tell you that there was a golden age of Europe, or that they had castles and all they had was pig pens with a hole in the roof. They say how European cities were buried in sewage, right? And how town residents splashed the contents of garbage pails and wash tubs out into the street on the heads of passersby. They talk about how stagnated slopes made stinking ponds and a great number of pigs drowned the whole picture. They say people emptied toilet pots right out their windows, how bathrooms were a rare to non-existent luxury. They talk about how fleas, lice, and bugs swarmed in London and Paris and all over Europe, and how smallpox, leprosy, and syphilis disfigure people's faces. That's what the history says. And that is what is true today. The same syphilis that they put into the brothers in the Tuskegee experiment. The same viruses that they continue to recreate, try to recreate them and mutate them inside of our veins. We say this emphatically with everything in us. We say it with a certainty, with a strong, urgent public advisory to the black nation. Do not let the white man inject you, your children, or anybody else with the COVID-19 vaccine. Do not let them inject you with anything. It is through the syringes that they murder our children. It is through the syringes that they stick us with viruses like syphilis and like Mama talked about the polio vaccine, which gave people the simian 40 virus of sarcoma cancer. These are the kinds of things that we're dealing with. We're not dealing with nothing petty. We're not dealing with nothing small. But we can do it. We can do it. We are the best of the best. We are fully equipped to deal with this. We believe so. We believe that our victory is assured for those who choose to fight. We're saying that if that fight is in you and you know that it is and you know that you need to bring your African genius and your natural skills to the table, visit our national website at mbpp.org. Yes, this has been a powerful broadcast. I think for the sake of the potency of the message that we have been trying to get through to our people, we want to open it with the same clip that we played from the Sister Harriet A. Washington, who wrote the book, Medical Apartheid. It's only 3 minutes. But in that 3 minutes, she mentioned multiple cases of medical genocide and medical apartheid. Listen into this broadcast every night, 718-664-6398. Join the new Black Panther Party. Support the new Black Panther Party financially, right? All that we do, we need the power of the people, right? We appeal to the masses of the people to support the new Black Panther Party, support the revolutionary, support the movement. You can do it through Cash App, $, Black Power Dollar. You've heard from our national spokesman, Brother Malik Mau Mau, our national chairwoman, Sister Krista Muhammad. You've been live with your host, Brother Katsir Sadiq, National Chief of Staff. Let's hear this clip from Harriet A. Washington, the author of the book, Medical Apartheid, and then we should order that book and read that book. Black Power family.
Abuse, I think one could call it, was the forcible sterilization of poor women, including many African-American women, that started, I guess, back in the 30s, far?
It began before that.
Really?
You know, I think a lot of people don't realize that the eugenics movement that we credit Nazi Germany with
right.
is something that actually began in this country. By 1910, 1915.
Which is basically, let's try not to get the degenerate groups, the lesser groups that we don't want to propagate, let's try not to get them to reproduce. Right.
Right. That was called negative eugenics. You know, you take people who you decide are not worthy of reproducing, and you keep them from reproducing, and thereby you believe that you can improve the gene pool, therefore improving both the health and the social conditions. It's nonsense, of course, but it's a myth that many scientists clung to. And in this country, it was largely pockets of poor women, but also it was racially driven. There were huge numbers of African-American women who were sterilized without their knowledge or consent. And it didn't, although the popular term for it is Mississippi appendectomy, because
right.
often the women were told you're going to have an appendectomy or your gallstone removal or some kind of innocuous abdominal surgery. And then while they were under, the surgeon would remove their uterus, remove their ovaries. So, but it also happened on the West Coast. It happened in Boston. It happened here in New York City.
Right.
It was very prevalent. And there were huge numbers of Black women had their fertility stolen.
What kinds of precautionary steps do you feel still need to be taken to make sure that these kinds of abuses are not repeated today?
The first thing that we have to do is roll back this erosion of informed consent. We've got to make sure informed consent is not taken off the table. People have a right to say yes or no to medical research. If you take that from people, you can never expect them to trust the system. That's the first thing that has to be done. And then the other thing we have to do is we have a different type of a double standard in which we have one standard for medical research protections in this country, but another for the third world. Poor developing countries are bearing the brunt of this history is being repeated in poor developing countries, where abusive research that's devoid of informed consent is being carried on routinely by American and European researchers. So we have to do that. We can't maintain moral credibility without it.
Mm-hmm.
Also, in my opinion, right now things are set up so that there is an IRB, Institutional Review Board, that is supposed to scrutinize and then approve only that research which is ethical and logical and safe. But IRBs have not, the 5,000 IRBs in the country, they haven't been doing a very good job.
Mm-hmm.
They've been letting too many poor research protocols go through. Right now, they're only required to have one person on the IRB that's not affiliated with the institution. And that's a mistake, because that means that the everyday people, the lay people, who are being asked to participate have no voice. They have no power in approving or unapproving studies. So I think that these boards should be composed of half researchers and half lay people.
Okay.
And there have been some researchers who predictably immediately said that
RBGs. Know what I mean? It's war. Yo, stick. I mean, shit be real on
war.
The block. Pigs be out there, occupied army. RBGs, it's a
takeover, not a makeover. Yeah. The cops stop you just because you black, that's war. Run you through the system for your prince, that's war. When they call my hood a drug zone, that's war. Slumlord charging you for rent, that's war. Why they so rich?